You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Darrell Conner.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Vince Lombardi once said, "I have never had an outstanding successful athlete who is not a hard milk drinker," in a 1960s National Dairy Council ad. But now milk is losing its spot at the table. We'll learn how big dairy companies are counting on school lunches to help them in this tough time.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Attorney General Josh Call is saying he can't withdraw Wisconsin from a multi-state lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act after Governor Evers seemed to say otherwise.
Also in the news, Milwaukee is one of three finalists to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention, and the reaction has been swift and strong to news that American Family Insurance will be taking over the naming rights of what is currently Miller Park in Milwaukee.
Robert Mintzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, good to have you back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks.
Now, Rob, Governor Evers, made a campaign promise to get Wisconsin out of a multi-state lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. His ability to do that was curtailed before he even took office, but he doubled down on it during his State of the State address. Here he is speaking on it on Tuesday.
That's why I'm announcing tonight that I have fulfilled the promise I made to the people of Wisconsin by directing Attorney General Call to withdraw from a lawsuit that would gut coverage for the 2.4 million Wisconsinites who have pre-existing conditions.
Now, as we know, that didn't exactly happen. So, Rob, what's the latest on where this stands?
Yeah, it's weird. You might think from hearing that clip that he had directed the attorney general to withdraw from the lawsuit, but it turns out no, and essentially nothing actually changed this week. So, we should take it in order, right? So, in the lame duck session, the Republicans passed these laws that you mentioned that limited the governor's power, and one of those was to say that the state attorney general could not withdraw from this federal lawsuit that would invalidate Obamacare. So then, in an interview before his inauguration, Evers said that, his expectation was that probably he'd end up being sued over his response to some of the lame duck laws. Then, of course, everyone wanted to know what he meant by that, and he didn't really say. So I think that observers were sort of ready for a sign that he would be, you know, in some way, like, defying those laws or, testing them in a way that would end up in court. So when he said in the State of the State address that he had made this direction to the Attorney General, it was interpreted as a challenge to the law, something that it would trigger a lawsuit and the courts would decide whether or not he had the right to make that direction, whether the laws in the lame duck period were constitutional or not. But then the next day, the governor said no, and today, even this afternoon, he made some public statements saying that in his mind, what he was saying was that they're going to do the process of requesting from the Joint Finance Committee permission to withdraw from the lawsuit. But of course, we all know the Joint Finance Committee is controlled by Republicans, so they're going to say no. So that's how we get back to nothing having changed this week.
So if that lawsuit succeeds and the Affordable Care Act is struck down, then guaranteed coverage for those with pre-existing conditions would go with it. And this week, a bill to ensure those protections here in the state passed the Assembly. So what's this bill's chance looking like?
Not great. I mean, this is so right. The Assembly passed the same bill essentially last year in the lame duck session, and then it did not pass in the state Senate. And it's not clear at all that there's that anything has changed in that situation. But this was the case. Yeah, the Assembly Republicans passed this bill, and there was a big messaging push. You saw, tweets and statements about their own personal connections to this issue. Coverage for pre-existing conditions has always been one of the most politically popular aspects of the Obamacare law. And so, this is why it became a huge, even central part of the gubernatorial race last year. And so Republicans in this way are trying to inoculate themselves from the charge that they want to throw out these protections, but it's like not, I don't see a path to this becoming law in the state. Maybe of limited use. What we know for sure, Durrell, is that we will get to have this exact same political debate for a while yet.
Robert Mintzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau. We're talking about the news of the week in and around Wisconsin. Yesterday, Governor Evers announced $31 million in state support for Marinette Marine, one of Wisconsin's big shipbuilding companies. What's this money going towards?
Yeah, this is – so Marinette Marine is a big employer up north of Green Bay, almost to the UP, and they build ships for the U.S. military. These are giant multi-year, multi-billion dollar contracts that they compete for. But there are, like, other companies around the state that also bid for these and sometimes win the bids. So this – $31 million from the state would allow Marinette Marine to expand its shipyard and build some new infrastructure as they are competing for a $10 billion federal contract. It's going to be part of Evers' state budget. Also, probably important to say that this $31 million is contingent on getting that giant federal contract. So
sure.
So it won't go through if they don't get it.
Now, the city of Milwaukee is taking the final steps in its bid to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Talk about some of the latest moves that have been taking place over the last few weeks.
Right. So Milwaukee this week made their sort of final pitch. They're one of three finalists for this Democratic National Convention. The others are Miami Beach and Houston. And one piece of news this week was that the city got a line of credit that it can use kind of like as a backstop. I mean, this is Mayor Tom Barrett's case here is that this credit is privately guaranteed and would only kick in if Democratic fundraising didn't meet the $70 million or so that it's going to cost to have this thing in the city. So it's part of Barrett's pitch that this is all upside to the city of Milwaukee. But also, I mean, it's significant to have the city as one of those three finalists. And, it very well may be that Milwaukee has a good case to make to the Democratic Party.
Now, Rob, why do you think Wisconsin can be an attractive option politically when you look at Miami Beach and looking at Houston? What makes us stand out?
Yeah, so it's politics, right? It's hard to predict. The convention will be held in July of 2020, so the parties will make their decisions about where to hold them well in advance of that. But they tend to choose a place that's going to help them build a political story that they want to tell. And so, Miami Beach, Florida is an important swing state, but it did swing pretty red in 2018, where Wisconsin, which is certainly a swing state and super close in the 2016 election, has swung the other way toward Democrats in the years since. So, I think there could be a case that if the Democratic Party wants to build on strength and the like upper Midwest, maybe Milwaukee is a good choice.
And finally, perhaps the story that got the most attention this week was the news that American Family Insurance is taking over the naming rights of Miller Park. That has a lot of people fired up. Why do you think it struck such a chord?
People do not like change. I've had a hard time coming up with a really strong take on this myself, but I mean it's been Miller Park for a long time, and of course Miller Brewing ties into the Brewers, though the team is named after like the industry, not a particular company. I think the best idea, and I say this not only because it came from my boss's boss, but it did, is George Stanley, the editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and USA Today Network, wrote a piece proposing the name Hank Aaron Park after the famous slugger and former Milwaukee Brave and Brewer. and maybe, like, you know, throw in American Family in the name, American Family Field at Hank Aaron Park or something like that. Maybe that could make everyone happy.
Sounds like a good idea to me. Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Rob Mintzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He was with us for our weekly check-in on news happening around the state.